If you've been to a trade show and felt that sometimes you didn't get as many visitors as you would have liked, this is going to be for you. You're about to hear how the simple treasure chest and key promotion can pull in hundreds of visitors to your booth, and it'll give you a constant stream of people right through the show. Today, I'm in the Sydney offices of Semco. Now, Semco is a privately owned distributor and a dealer of earth-moving equipment, and they sell that Australia-wide. It's about a week after the annual Civinex exhibition, and it's one of their industry's major events. I'm with Satch Sintilli. Satch is the sales director and an owner of Semco. Satch, welcome to the microphone. And for those outside your industry, can you please outline the Civinex event?
Civinex is one of those shows that basically all the government clients and customers in the area come down and look at the iron. Basically, it's set up, there's probably 200 or 300 suppliers. We had about 8,000 visitors. It's a great three-day show that they basically can actually come and touch the iron.
Satch, why is it important to be there?
Because basically anyone that's anyone in the industry is there. It's sort of, we've got a whole heap of customers. It's recognised as the show of the year, and there's really only one show a year in Sydney that does this, so we're all there.
Okay, well, buying the space and getting all your equipment on site must cost megabucks. About how much does a stand cost?
Oh, geez, if you add up all the costs and preparation costs, you're probably looking at about 50 or 60 K.
Well, so if you spent 50 grand to be there, I'd guess you'd want to see as many visitors as possible.
Absolutely. I mean, it's critical for us to get as many people on our stand as we can. It's just a simple numbers game.
Well, so this year you did something different. Tell us about the treasure chest and key promotion.
What we did was got a treasure chest, put 20 or 30 items in it. We had some girls, some very attractive girls dressed up as Semco girls. They walked all around the stands. They were nowhere near our stand. They were out basically canvassing other people. And the deal was that they walked around and actually gave a key to the ladies or gentlemen that were there and said, look, if you go to our stand, you can use the key to try and open the chest. If you open it, you win a prize. If you don't, you write your name on the back of the little card that was attached to the key, put it in a drawer, and you win a weekend away. That worked out really well. Was absolutely a success. There's no question about that at all.
And what was the mix of winning and losing keys that you gave away?
1,000 losing keys and 15 winning keys.
Okay. So, Satch, you were on the stand. What happened when a visitor came up with their key in hand?
Oh, well, it's quite funny, actually, because they walked in the stand and they're looking at all our equipment and they're going, where's the treasure chest? And we said we directed them down the back, and we obviously walked with them right up to the back of the treasure chest and opened the door up, and we actually got to meet them and have a bit of a discussion about what they do, and basically was it just a contact was probably lasted probably 2 or 3 minutes. But the great benefit was is that they met us, they talked to us, which was all we wanted to do.
Okay, so you only had one treasure chest, so at busy times, there must have been a queue lining up to try their luck.
Correct.
And did that queue work to your advantage or to your disadvantage?
That's a very good question. I mean, I don't like seeing queues for anything, but the personality or the persona of most of the people was that they were having a bit of a laugh. So it wasn't a serious thing, and I think it worked out well for us.
So you reckon that because they had a chance to win a prize, they didn't mind waiting?
Not at all. Not at all. No, it was all good.
Well, if you gave away 1,000 keys and there are only 15 winners, there must have been a lot that missed out. What did you do with those guys that had a losing key?
Okay, what happened next was is that we had another box and we said, look, we had a table with some pens on it. We said, why don't you put your name and address on the back? There is a second chance win. Put your name and address on the back. Put it in the box. It'll be drawn this afternoon. You could win a weekend away with your girlfriend or your mistress or whatever.
Oh, okay, so the whole purpose of the second chance draw was just to get leads?
Correct.
Okay, well, let's talk about the results. Just how many names and addresses did you pull in?
Actually, we did count them, and there were 649 keys in the second chance draw.
Oh, that's fantastic, Satch. Let me confirm this. You gave away 1,000 keys, and you got 649 names and addresses in the barrel for the second chance draw? Huh, how do you feel about that?
Fantastic.
So I guess you'll use the idea again?
Absolutely. There's no question at all.
Satch, that was a great result. Thanks for giving us your time today and sharing it with us.
Thank you very much.
That interview uncovers quite a few options. If you're planning a trade show, perhaps you can rent a smaller booth or use a less prominent position because the keys and prizes can get you the visitors you need. And consider how you might manage the visitors on the stand. One chest may cause a queue, and that could work to your advantage as you can talk with your visitors whilst they wait. Or you can buy or rent more treasure chests to avoid congestion. Semco gave away the keys at the show, but you may prefer to include the keys in every show bag so that every visitor has one. Then as they walk up your stand, you can invite each visitor to try their luck. Some companies issue keys to their sales reps to give away before the show. Others have direct mailed them with a key attached to the invitation. But suppose you don't want the names and addresses of the visitors. There's another way they can keep in touch with you after the show. Let's say you're expecting 2,000 visitors at a trade fair. We'd print your cards and give each one a unique serial number from 1 to 2,000. Then after the show, publish 5 or 10 lucky numbers on your website. Those numbers stay there for the week, and then you change the numbers for the next week. If the show visitors want to win a prize, they'll need to log on each week to check their number. We'll come back to the keys in just a few minutes, but there are other ways to pull visitors to your stand.